Outlier gentleman says it's right, Risa.
Oh, the outlier gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it. I'm just kidding.
My new song. My new EP coming out.
Usually I'm a lot better at fucking ad-libbing that kind of stuff. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Eric.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I am very well, sir. Eric, it is a very auspicious evening this evening.
This is true.
Would you like to inform people of what the occasion is?
Yeah. So every end of September, beginning of October, we've treated this kind of like the anniversary of the podcast.
Yes.
So, per the calendar, this is the 4th anniversary of the Outlier Gentleman.
Quad annum of the Outlier Gentleman. Thank you for putting up with us for the past 4 years of us being stupid and foolish. And, yeah.
It's now time for us to announce we're going to go on indefinite hiatus. We got to go out on top, baby.
We're waiting for the Fox God to return. Oh, wait. No, but seriously, like, people that have, you know, listened to the podcast, be it this one, even though we haven't really put anything, well, we've been trying to keep the main channel pretty well stocked. But be it this channel or the Gadung Files, you know, us listening to dumb music, which we have more coming. We still have Jesus Wayne coming up, which I'm sure Eric is just over the moon thrilled about.
It's a special event.
The Carnival of Red Delights that I have waiting for Eric on the other side of Jesus Wayne.
You can't see my face, but I'm looking very enthusiastic.
The amount of elan that is coming off of Eric right now is palpable. You can feel his energy. Let it transfer into you. You know, you have that anxiety about that big test tomorrow. Just remember how excited Eric is for Jesus Wayne, and just let it carry you through.
Thumbs. Hesitant thumbs.
I have thumbs. But big shout out. Whether first time listener, long time listener, not listener at all, if I'm just speaking into the void, cool, so be it. But
we also play guitar into the void.
Yes, I play guitar and scream into the void and cry into the void sometimes. But as Eric and I have said in the past, this is like a time capsule of just him and I hanging out. Like, these are like everyday conversations that Eric and I have. We're just putting them into audio form. And
yeah, sometimes we record them.
Yeah, just sharing them with the world, us being dumb together and having our silly conversation. So anyway, on to another silly conversation.
May I try to pontificate a little bit?
Yes, go ahead, pontificate.
As we were going through our narratives, our narrative through lines with each season, I would like to think that season 3 was about us talking about taking risks creatively. Season 4 is actually sort of us documenting us taking those same risks, because we actually wrote 2 albums worth of music in a year, and I don't know, I'm very proud of that.
We wrote 2 albums in a year. We wrote Eric wrote the book. I cannot take credit for the poetry therein, but I contributed to writing the music for Painted Angels. We're also working on another project right now. We did a couple covers on YouTube. Eric fucking is destroying the shit on fucking YouTube with the And So I Know cover, which is fantastic. You did a great job on that one, homie.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
But yeah, we're trying to really stretch ourselves creatively outside of the, you know, the Gadung Files and this. We're trying to, like, really kind of showcase. I know the beginning of this episode wasn't exactly the best, but...
listen to our album.
Blang. Blang. Ass. Anyway. But the stuff that we do put out is a little bit more calculated and measured, and Eric and I kind of... We peer review each other on it and say, yeah, this sounds good, but maybe you could tweak this.
It's the thing that Jack Black said, you know, the raw power of the D is a spontaneous vibe.
Yeah.
I think he said that with Dave Grohl was talking about that with him in the studio. So I feel that. I feel the spontaneous vibe of like, sir, I have a bad day. I turn my bad day into guitar chords.
Yep.
Listen. And then I say, I'm going to just put all these in one YouTube video. Creative project done.
Here's my weird, like, Final Fantasy upward strumming motion and, you know, random chuggas. Sounds good, sir. I'm going to put, like, keyboards on top of it and make it into a three-minute song.
That's literally the entire creative process.
Project done.
Join us.
Put our music in your face hole.
What was the thing I wanted to use as a tagline? It's like ASMR, but bad.
Let our ASMR punch you to sleep. Anyway.
Literally, that's what's going to be on the album cover.
Just a literal sound wave just coming out and hitting you in the face. It's going to be like a combination of like ASMR and like vulgar display of power. Just a sound wave just hitting a guy in the face. Although we don't have a guy that we can pay $20 a punch to. But
like it caresses him and then it punches him. And then another caress after. Like, I'm sorry, bitch, but I'm sorry.
Mixed messages. But again... We create this not only for us, but anybody that, you know, listens to it in passing or, you know, the casual listener, the habitual listener, whatever. This is for you. This is for us. Symbiotic relationship. Join us.
Parasitic. Suck on our blood.
Leech on my face. Anyway.
Let's talk shit, Tim.
Let's talk shit. What's going on,
brother?
Eric, there's something that... has recently awoken within me. My inner weeb has come out to play, Eric.
Japanese is so weird, yo.
And it is starting to like lash out and like starting to just randomly grab onto things. Like I've recently started to get into animes that people have suggested to me in the past. You know, I've recently started like Hunter x Hunter. I got into 3 episodes of that. Demon Slayer, I got into 1 episode of that, like, just to see what all the fuss was about. And that one, Demon Slayer, like, I'm ready to get into fully. You know, anything from that to, like, the Death Note kind of just sprung something up. It was just like, you missed out on this. You need to start, like, getting into some of this stuff before, like, it's 10 years later and you're like, man, I wish I would have watched that. Instead of worried about being judged. The one thing that hasn't changed is my absolute love for visual novels. Now, I'm gonna tell you about World's End Syndrome, but that's gonna take me a little bit. So, I'm gonna start out with the Somnium Files, and then that leading into the Nirvana Initiative. So, how familiar are you with the lore? With I
played the Somnium Files demo.
Okay.
Per your request.
Okay.
And then that is it. I know you, this is like your shit.
Okay. So I'm going to do the abridged version so people aren't like, oh my God, it's fucking 40 hours later and this dude's still talking about it.
Nah, fuck that. Get on the rip.
The thing with the Chunsoft game is anybody that knows, if it's not Danganronpa, so if it's like a 428, if it's like I, you know, a lot of these games, they have branching paths. It's not one, beginning to one end. It's one beginning, and then this has two branches, and they branch out, and they branch out, and they branch out. So, in I, the main premise is you got to catch a Cyclops killer. And I'm not going to spoil too much just in case people want to play this game. But you got to catch what's called the Cyclops killer. And they call them that because they steal the person, one of the victim's eyes. You find out why in the game. But in order to do so, in order to get the full branching effect of the game, there's a bad end you gotta go through. There's this character's end you gotta go through. This character's end. Etc, etc, etc. And every time you do that, little pieces of the game start making more and more and more sense until you get to the actual true end of the game. Cliff Notes version is Date, who's the lead investigator of the game, meets Iris. That's the one that the big controversy on the internet when this first was coming out. Iris, or in the game, her name is Aset 2. She's like a influencer type. He meets her, and basically she's in some kind of, she's a pop sensation thing that's represented by one of Date's friends.
Okay.
And there's a whole like shadow organization thing going on behind there. She, you have to try and protect her. But the thing is like, there's a whole bunch of, like, sub-arcs with her. Come to find out there's issues with her and, like, her brain. And you find out, like, different things on that within, like, different subsets of the storylines. One in the bad end, one in her end, one in the good end. Like, it's all piecemeal stuff.
So I gotta learn more about you, but you gotta die first.
Basically.
And then I'm going to use that to save you later on?
Yes. So it's like weird, like, reverse quantum leap. So, like, you go and you, like, fuck up. And then you go back in the timeline to stop that.
Okay.
By going and doing this different.
I'm going to go for the medium fuck up.
But, like, the ways that these characters can die, it's, like, progressively sad to, like, really fucked up. Because, like, in one ending, Iris gets sawed in half by a fucking ice saw. And, like, you watch the entire shit happen.
Sick.
There's, like, a dude in a polar bear costume that live streams the shit.
What the fuck?
To your fucking, because you, Date's got a fucking AI in his eye, which is why it's called I. Wow. So many fucking plays on it.
Wow. This is Kojima as fuck.
But he live streams it to your fucking shit. So you're basically, you're watching him. He's basically taunting you. And you watch the fucking saw blade go right through her.
That's gangster.
To another ending where you find out she's got fucking brain cancer and she fucking just dies. Like right in your arms at the end.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah. So it's like, it's weird, like, you have to, like, piecemeal the shit together. But, again, I'm not trying to spoil too much. I want people to go through it. But, like, that's very, it's a very tune-soft way of doing things. So Nirvana Initiative is supposed to take place, I think it's, like, 6 years. I just started the stream. Life happened. I've been sick. A lot of work shit. ADD. Call it whatever you want. But I just started this one. The live stream is on our YouTube. I think I have like two or three chapters of it up right now.
Yeah.
is supposed to happen, I think it's about 6 years after that. So, Date's basically foster child. Her parents, I guess this is kind of a spoiler, her parents are killed in the first AI game. And she's put under Date's care.
Jesus, fucking spoiler. Jesus.
But in the in this game, Date is gone. Right now, it's stated that he died in an explosion. You don't know what really happened. It's kind of getting into the piecemeal kind of stuff like that right now.
He ain't dead. You know
he ain't dead.
He ain't dead.
He ain't dead. So
Date lives in your eye because it's called I, and then I is the gamer. See what I mean?
Well. There's so many levels to it. There's level to it. You and I know, bitch, be humble. Anyway, but it's the story between her and there's another, like, a younger detective that was there on the day that Date died. This game, you're looking into the half-body killer. So instead of the Cyclops killer who is stealing eyes, you only find half of the person's body.
That's bad as fuck.
Yeah. So in this one, you find this dude that died like 6 years ago. And then you find the other half of his body like present day. And they're like, yeah, he's only been dead for like 12 hours.
That's some Dexter, like, ice truck killer shit.
Yeah. And they're, like, trying to, like, determine, like, how that's possible. And they're like, well, the body was frozen. And they're like, nope, not frozen. Still fresh. So, like, that's one thing that they're still trying to decode right now. I'm like, I'm in it. But like I said, my freaking body has failed me because I'm fucking old as hell now.
I can't weave like I used to. I
can't weave like I used to. I try. I don't have Surge and fucking Tombstone pieces like I used to. but take this journey with me, people. We are on YouTube live. When I get like an interface to do so, I'd like to make Twitch channel more active again. We made a Twitch channel. It's the Outlier Gentleman of Twitch TV, but right now, it hasn't really been doing anything because you need, like, a computer interface to do a lot with it.
You know, I was thinking we should probably get into that hot tub shit like that one lady. Like, just start sitting in hot tubs and streaming. Make some fucking cash.
I was going to say, let's fucking do it.
Dudes in hot tubs, let's go.
I was going to say, you get to see one skinny, attractive dude and one fat ass.
Ha!
Let's go.
We're like in the hot tub blowing bubbles and like this is for the men out there. What's going on? This is self-care day, fellas.
What's up, pimp?
We could do self-care Sundays where we just sit in a tub and like just blow bubbles at each other. This is fucking real, dude. Don't steal that fucking people out there, don't steal that shit.